For Australian Indigenous men and women, the battlefield was a bit like the sporting field, a chance to show courage and skill on equal terms within the mainstream society. They did so prodigiously, but when they returned home after wars, the same old Australian apartheid came into force. It was good to see the second march of Indigenous servicemen and women through the Sydney suburb of Redfern this year. Anzac is a time of mixed emotions for Indigenous Australians. There are so many stories. During World War II, Cooktown was an important air base. Former Prime Minister Gough Whitlam served there as a flight lieutenant navigator and began his lifelong habit of logging every moment he spent in the air. Nearby was the Hope Valley Lutheran Mission. Indigenous people from the mission were deemed by someone, some government bureaucrat, as likely to collaborate with the enemy. On the 17th of May 1942, American soldiers destroyed the community's housing and infrastructure and forcibly transported the entire community 2,000 kilometers south to inland Woorabinda with tragic consequences. It was bitterly cold country for tropical rainforest people, and 60 men, women and children of the 235 strong community died within a year due to their first exposures to bitter cold, to dengue fever and to an alien environment. It was ironical that having survived so much of a ruthless century of European development, that this would be their fate, and the scar is still deep within the community. But the Phoenix rose from the ashes, granted 257,200 acres in reparations, and with the help of their great Lutheran patron, Pastor Schwartz, or Mooney. In 1949, Aboriginal men returned, and home by home, dwelling by dwelling, they built the town we know today as Hopevale, including the magnificent church that still stands. Some say the Indigenous servicemen should march with the main Anzac paraders, but in reality, as I think this story and the mixed experiences of Aboriginal servicemen and women may suggest, until the Australian Constitution recognises Indigenous people as the traditional owners of our land and as at the foundation of our culture, then Indigenous servicemen and women should rightly march separately on Anzac Day. But there's something more I need to tell you about Hopevale. There is no place that the stars shine brighter, and on some nights the shooting stars fall like rain across the sky. Here's the Black Image Band to tell you more.
Bluebill is what we call the rich red soil where I from this place, set in beauty, a place so far and wide, family aplenty, too much to name them all. As the sun comes up over the rise, the whistling of the wind. Another day goes, another day goes by. You can see the sunset shining in the sky. Stars shine so bright in the night. So it's a beautiful country, so wild and free. Come with me to my hope fair.
beach. They call it colored sands. And further up north, there's a beautiful place they call Mamba, with the glittering crystal sands that stretches for miles and miles, with the sea that's so blue, you know you're in paradise. As another day goes, another day goes by, you can see the sunset shining in the sky. Stars shine so bright, shine so bright in the night, shine so bright. Oh, it's a beautiful country. Another day goes by, you can see the sunset shining in the sky. Stars shine so bright, shine so bright in the night, shine so a beautiful country. Whoa, so wild and free. Whoa, come with me. Whoa, to my old bed.
I have an exclusive release for you this month, and it continues our focus on Hope Vale. It's a sad fact that ancient history students doing their last year of schooling in Australia study ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, and Pompeii, but they get little opportunity to study the archaeology of their own country. This is despite the fact that all around them, in every city, town, and region, are dozens of ancient cultural sites that are of great importance to Australia's Indigenous people, to the nation, and to the world. Many of these sites are closely protected, but in many metropolitan areas there is much to rediscover, uncover, and learn. This next song is about a happy story of rediscovery that indicates that the hope and cultural revitalization is coming back to Hope Vale. Let me first tell you about the band. The Corduroy Country Connection was formed by Neville Bowen. Neville, along with his sister Dora, was brought up on music, especially country music. The band consists of Lloydie Bambi vocals, Trevor Gibson bass, June Pearson keyboard, Dora Gibson vocals, and Philip Baru and Robbie DeMille on drums. The band boasts some exceptional songwriters, and they perform songs in Gugu Yimata language and English. To the north of Hope Vale is a sacred area for the Thoipil mob, the Thupiwara, a clan group of the Gugu Yimata nation. This place is called Goomba. Over a century ago, a European pastoral family first settled and established a farm close to the area. The surviving son, who was born and raised on the farm, has told of his childhood memories of hearing the sounds of traditional ceremonies. The family were very anxious about the sounds that went on through the night until dawn, and their children were forbidden from ever going near the area. In the early 20th century, other settlers came to Hopevale, and they grew intolerant of Aboriginal or Bama people. Policemen were brought in to move the people, and most went to Cape Bedford Lutheran Mission under Pastor Schwartz or Mooney. However, there are many accounts of farmers taking pot shots at Aboriginal people who crossed their farms. Luckily, this attitude was not instilled in the younger son, who, unmarried, spent his entire life working and caretaking on the farm. Most fortunately for the Thupiwara, the family never touched the scrub surrounding the sacred areas. Last year, Hopevale Council bought the property, and the farmer is now working with the Thupiwara to pass on his own history and knowledge. This year, he, along with some traditional owners, spent time walking the untouched scrubland on the property, and after 2 days, they found Goomba. This was the first visit for the farmer, and it was the first visit to Goomba for generations of Aboriginal people. The farmer is now a member of the Thupiwara mob, so the hope is really returning to Hopevale. And here is the Corduroy Country Connection to tell you about Goomba. Jeffrey Gurumul Yunupingu's CD entitled simply Gurumul was released this month to critical acclaim. Gurumul is from the Gumach Nation of East Arnhem Land. His culture is deep and strong. In this song Wiathul, you can hear something of this depth and strength. In the Yolngu cosmos, every nation has its responsibilities and relationships in the physical and spiritual world. Here Goromal sings of the ties of people, lands and animals of the Gumach nation. It really requires a lifetime of learning to understand the deep wisdom of Aboriginal management of lands and environments. It's ironical that all over Australia there are environmental imbalances which traditional knowledge could help address. Let us hope that one day traditional knowledge will be incorporated into the way Australia manages its national lands, waters and oceans. Listening to this CD brings us just a little closer to that possibility. I hope you'll seek out this CD from your local record or CD shops and buy it.
Manjang atiana milmo
Well, it's been a cold autumn in the south,